Want to talk a little bit about note values and time signatures. So we've got these different note values. They're used to indicate durations of notes. For instance, I'm playing a note C. I'm going to let it ring a long time, or if I'm going to play it at an even rate or twice that rate. Got different names to describe those relationships between the durations of notes. So we have a whole note and a half note and a quarter note and an eighth note, and you keep breaking it down into two parts. A whole note is twice as long as a half note, and a half note is twice as long as a quarter note. So if we had a series of notes like this, coming at an even rate, we could assign that rate to one of the names of the notes. And usually a quarter note is the note you say is one count. So if this was a series of counts, and these were all quarter notes in duration, then a half note is going to last twice as long. So this, where the pace was one, two, three, so on, if I count in a series of four, every two counts would be a half note. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Because half notes are always twice as long as quarter notes. So when you have those two type of note values, the quarter note on every count and a half note, which takes two counts, and it's twice as long, you have a little bit of variety about what type of rhythms you can play. You add in a longer note, a whole note, it would sound like this. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Half notes for one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And quarter notes, one, two, three. Eighth notes, another type of note value, are twice as fast as a quarter note. So if quarter notes are going this fast, one, two, three, four, then eighth notes will be going twice as fast. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. So I'm playing this series of notes up and down in eighth note, if the count is one, two, three, four. I picked that pace out of the air. It could have gone slower. If it went slower, one, two, three, and so on, then all the note values would slow down. The eighth notes would be twice as fast, but since the original beat was slowed down, everything slows down. So if the count was again, one, two, three, four, I'm playing a series of eighth notes. One, two, three, now I'm playing a series of quarter notes. And if it's twice as long, one, two, now I'm playing half notes because each one gets two counts. And finally, one, two, three, four. That's how long a whole note lasts. With the guitar, it dies away. Four, and one, two, three, four. On a wind instrument, you could sustain it through the whole note, be more effective in some cases. So you've got all these different note values. In fact, you can combine them in all sorts of ways, and that's only some of the choices. But the way it works with meter and time signatures is you assign one of those note values to be the bottom number of a time signature, and that generally is the type of note that receives one count. often that is a four, meaning a quarter note gets one count, like the examples I had just been using. The top number could be any number. I had been playing in a context where the top number was four. That's the one that you kind of feel cycling around. Had it been three, I could have counted one, two, three, one, two, three. I still have the choices of eighth notes in the context of a three beat meter or quarter notes, one, two, three, one, two, three, or half notes, but a lot of the music will cycle around in a number such as three or four or even some other numbers. Here's an example, basic country style music. Maybe one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Or a basic waltz. One, two, three. A jazz tune like Take Five has a five beat meter. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. You can count one, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. And other pieces of music might be written in. And some other meters. Another common meter where the bottom number is generally an eight would be 6/8 meter, which means the eighth note gets one count and there'll be six of them in every measure. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. A lot of the music of the 50s. The pop music would be in 6/8. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. So on. Now, what I did there at the very end was slow the meter down. We had a pretty even 6/8. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four. Six, one, two, three, four. And then for dramatic effect, I simply slowed it down. And that would be the type of musical style you call a retard. And that's another discussion.